It was a great blessing, and we always take any chance to come and pray and any excuse to come and pray here. It's a really great blessing to be here. The gospel of today has a very important question for each and every one of us. And before I start, I want to tell you a story. One time, this manager of like an entertainer, he saw this man walking on a tight rope, and he was very skilled. And he even did it blindfolded. So he was blindfolded and he walked on a tight rope. Do you know what a tight rope is? So if we have a rope on two high places and he walks on it. So he was doing that and he was blindfolded and he was very good at it. So he said, I have to bring him back home. We can put on a great show. So he went and talked to him. He said, yeah, sure, I can do that. And he said, but you're not going to be walking on just any high place. I'm going to make you walk on the rope on top of Niagara Falls. So he said, sure, why not? Until he came and saw what it looks like. But he was very good, so he said, I can do it. And he said, can you do it blindfolded? He's like, yes, not only blindfolded, but I will push a barrel in front of me on the rope, and I'll balance it. So he said, that's going to be really good. It's going to be a big show, and everybody's going to pay to see it. So they set a date, everybody came, and they were watching, and he actually did it. He didn't fall, and he didn't drop the barrel in the water. Everything was good. And then after the show, he came to the manager, and he said, now do you believe that I can walk on a tight rope? He's like, yeah, I believe. I just saw. I'm like, I just saw you do that. So he said to him, but do you really believe? He's like, of course I believe. He's like, well, if you really believe, then next time you can get in the barrel. You're going to get it in after a while. This is the question. We do believe, but when it comes time for action, where are we? Where are we in terms of our faith? We see four men today who were able to put their faith in action. They were able to make a decision. They saw so many obstacles. They wanted their friend to bring him to Christ. But there were all these obstacles. First of all, it's not like they had a wheelchair ramp to the house, or the roads were paved, or people were very welcoming and would get out of the way. No. We saw when they came to the house with the paralytic, nobody cares. Nobody got out of the way and said, let the paralytic man in. They were all just staying there. They want to see Jesus. They don't care about anybody else. So there were so many obstacles. And on top of that, they would have to find a way to get him inside. Then we saw how they went up. And they took off the roof. Basically, it wasn't a roof like this with steel and bricks, though it was something different. The roof was just wood beams, and it's covered with grass and mud and things like that. So it was easy to peel off. But still, the owner of the house would be very angry with them, and everybody else too, because all the stuff would be falling on them. But they didn't care about any of these things. They wanted to get this man to Christ. They had faith that if we can get this person to Christ, this person would be healed. This was their faith. And no matter what the obstacles were, no matter what doubts were in their way, they carried on. And when Jesus, the gospel is very clear, and I'm going to read you the verse again. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, son, your sins are forgiven you. He didn't even ask him anything. What's your name? How long you've been like this? Are you okay? He didn't ask him. Remember, he asked the question of another paralytic. He said, do you want to be made well? Which paralytic was that? The one who was beside the pool for 38 years. He asked him, do you want to be made well? Because he didn't really see that man's faith. This man was just sitting there for 38 years, but he was complaining. No one is helping me. Nobody's bringing me inside to the water when the angel comes down. Everybody just thinks of themselves. But this man, he didn't need to ask. He saw the faith of his friends. When he saw their faith, he just healed them right away. No questions asked. And this is so important. And there are things about their faith that made their faith so unique and made Jesus act so instantaneously that if we can do these things, I'm sure we'll make our faith much more genuine. And the first thing is not only that they had faith, but it's that they cared. And you might think it's the same thing, to have faith and to care about others, but not always. They could have just said, you know what, it's not exactly that easy to get you inside to see Jesus. No, what we're going to do is we're going to ask him to pray for you, or we're going to ask him if he has time to pass by. They could have had any excuse or any way just to get out of the action of doing something. But they didn't. They really cared. They said, at any cost, we're going to get this man to see our Lord. And they say that we're always free to make a decision. We're always free to make a choice. But we're not free to do two things. We're not free, or we don't have freedom to not make a decision. We're free to make a decision, but we're not free not to make a decision. You follow me? If we are in a situation where we have to choose A or B, we are free to choose either A or B, but we're not free to not make a choice. We always make a choice. If they said to him, we don't have time right now, we want to go see the master, we're going to come back to you later, they already made their choice. We don't care. And the second thing that we're not free to do is to choose the consequences of our choices. Each choice comes with its own set of consequences that are set. We are not free to choose these things. And these people chose well. They made the choice that had the consequence that Jesus Christ healed the paralytic man. And he verified that their faith is genuine, because he saw their faith and he healed their friend. First thing is that they cared. The second thing, which was very important, they wanted to share their faith. They wanted to share Jesus Christ with their friend. It wasn't enough for them, yes, we believe in the one true Lord, one true God who created everything. That wasn't enough. They wanted to share him. They wanted to share the one with everyone. That's why Jesus saw their faith. He healed their friend. It wasn't enough, yes, I am Orthodox. I believe in one true God. I know the Orthodox creed by heart. I believe in it by heart. That's not enough. I want to share him with others. And that's really the point. And finally, because we really don't have much time, he saw that they wouldn't give up. And this is really what made our Lord believe that their faith is genuine. With all the obstacles, all the hurdles in place, they didn't give up. And all the excuses that they could have had, and all the excuses that we can have, never got in the way. And there is one of the Psalms, a verse in one of the Psalms that says, you are without an excuse. You are without an excuse, O man. There is no excuse that will do, that will suffice. Our Lord comes to us and says, let us sit down and see what excuses you have. We have no excuses. He gives us everything that we need to fulfill our mission here on earth, to be the light of the world and salt of the earth. He gives us everything we need. We have no excuses not to be able to have this genuine, this true faith, this faith that results in action. That doesn't result in inaction. No, it results in action, and for the benefit and the edification of others. This is why today when Christ saw their faith, he healed their friends. I wonder, when Christ sees our faith, what does he do? When Christ sees our faith, does it move him to action? Does it move him to bless all the people that are around us at work, let's say, or at school, or on the street, or in our community? When he sees our faith in action, what does it make him do? This is the question that we should ask each other today. Ask ourselves today. What does my faith, or what does my actions say about my faith? To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen.